Art in Seoul is a weekly spotlight on arts and culture in our area and is funded in part by O'Connor Hearing Center in Ann Arbor, dedicated to providing a greater quality of life through advanced precision hearing aids on Zeeb Road in Ann Arbor and online at O'ConnorHearing.com.
You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art in Seoul. I'm Lisa Berry, and this edition of Art in Seoul is The Art of Better Living, a conversation intended for you to take a closer look at your life, your attitude, your journey, in hopes of having a happier, more satisfied, well-balanced experience. And today we have a very special guest. He's a local entrepreneur who went from being a low-paid janitor at the University of Michigan to an extremely successful businessman, author, and inspiration to many, John Barfield. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, Lisa.
In addition to your business success, you're married, father of six.
Yes, my wife and I have been married for 68 years.
Wow.
And if I count the 5 years she was my girlfriend, we've been together for 73 years.
Is that a world's record?
And we have six wonderful children.
Oh, so you are blessed in many ways.
In many ways.
What is your secret to success?
I think the secret to my business success was learning the value of my time and my talents, rather than allowing other people to determine those values for me. When I discovered that, I became successful.
How did you discover that? Doesn't that take a lot of self-awareness and self-examination?
Well, when my wife and I got married in 1949, I worked as a janitor at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, and I was paid $1.75 an hour. I made $70 a week, or $3,500 a year, and as my family grew, I realized that if I was going to give them the opportunities I wanted them to have, I was going to have a better job. So I quit that job and started cleaning houses on the west side of Ann Arbor. In those days, people moved into homes that were not new. They had been lived in all the while they were being constructed.
And if people aren't familiar, you founded Bartech and
yes,
many other successful companies?
We started nine companies. And one thing people don't know is that Gross Electric Company in Ann Arbor on South Industrial Highway, we sold that business to the Gross family some years ago. We started that company as Arbolite. And so when I go into Gross's, I say to the waiters, you better be good to me, because if it hadn't been for me, you wouldn't have a job here.
When you look in the mirror, who do you see? John Barfield, the extremely successful businessman, or the father, or the husband? How do you see yourself?
I'm proud of what I see. I have lived, I think, a very principled life because of the training that I got from my parents and others. I have been blessed to meet a wonderful girl when she was 11 years old, and we got married when she was 17. And it's now been 68 years. I have a wonderful children, and I have a good name and a good reputation. I always try to make every customer a friend. And today I have friendships that go back almost 60 years. So when I look in the mirror, I see somebody that has, I think, been a good example, that has shared the blessings that we have been blessed with. And when I stand before God, I will say, you'll have to let me in because I did the best I could with the tools you gave me to work with.
That's pretty deep, though, when you think about that. You did the best that you could with the tools that you were given.
Yes.
You also were the focus of a PBS documentary narrated by our buddy Jeff Daniels.
Yes.
In a country in an era riven by racial oppression and struggle, it's impossible to find a single person who can embody those times. But there is one man who comes close. John W. Barfield, born to poor southern sharecroppers, who went on to build a billion-dollar international business, a family business.
And he is our guest right here at 89.1 WEMU, John Barfield. How cool was that to have a PBS documentary about yourself?
Jeff Daniels' father, Bob, and I worked for 17 years on the board of directors of Spaulding for Children. We increased the endowment from $600 to $4.2 million, and we had a wonderful time. So when I went to Jeff, I said, Jeff, would you voice this over for me? And he said, Johnny, I'd better, because my dad would say, Jeffrey, you're going to do this for John here. And Jeff did that, and I appreciate that. He is a wonderful friend, and his mother, Marge, is a friend, and his father, Jeff, was one of the best friends I've ever had.
So there's an example of, it's sort of who you know in life. And you talked earlier about seeing everyone as a friend. What's the bottom line of all that?
Let me just tell you, I was on my way to Ann Arbor the other day, and I saw an old lady sitting in the yard. And I stopped, and I announced myself as I got out of the car in front of her house. And I said, I know you don't know who I am, but I saw you and I wanted to say hello. And she said, I certainly do know who you are. You're John Barfield. You used to wash my windows. And I said, the last time I washed your windows was 40 years ago when your daughter was bringing her friend from New York and you wanted the house to be perfect. And we sat there and we had the most wonderful conversation. And that's the way I tried to approach every job that I had. I tried to make everyone appreciate my work. And I would never accept a penny of compensation unless people were thrilled with what I did. And it was that attitude that generated many friends that I enjoy today.
What's the best advice you like to give?
The best advice I think that I could give to people, and I offer this to people who don't have the means that I wish they had, is to realize how valuable your time and your talents are. And if you realize how valuable your time and your talents are, rather than allowing others to determine those values for you, you'll usually be more successful in life than not. And I also want people to realize that the object of working is to create wealth, not to make a living.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, it means that you and I and everyone else will have about 84,000 hours to work in a lifetime of 40 years. And it's what we sell our hours for and who we sell our hours to that will determine whether we will be wealthy or whether we will be poor. And I try to encourage everyone that I meet to spend at least part of their time working for themselves. And I tell them that it is not difficult to become entrepreneurs. Many people will tell you entrepreneurs have to be taught. I don't agree with that. It's a talent that's given all of us by God. And I think we just need to realize that all we have to do is get out and exercise that talent. And that's what I did.
So you've been a success in so many ways, personally and professionally. And I heard what you say, anyone can be an entrepreneur. Yes. And people listening might say, well, that's easy for you to say. But how can we make that easy for everybody?
So what I'd like for people to realize is they should sell at least part of their working hours, that 84,000 hours, to themselves. Do it themselves. And I want people to realize there's a difference between ordinary income and meaningful wealth. Most people are satisfied with ordinary income that will give them a few things in life, but it will not give them everything they dream of having. But if you're entrepreneurial and you sell some of the time to yourself, you can amass wealth that will allow you to enjoy a fuller life later on. And that's what I want people to realize. I'd like to teach this to poor people who don't realize it, because once you realize this, as I realized it, you know, it opens up a whole new world for you. I have been able to take my beautiful wife to many places all over the world. I've been able to give my children educations at fine universities, and I had no education myself at all. I only went to the 10th grade. We have built wells in Haiti and other parts of Africa. When they had the hurricane in Zambia, we built enough wells for 18,000 people with someone else for fresh water. We are working on a program for the Rotary Foundation to immunize 1 million children. So we have shared our blessings with other people. That's what I'd like for people to do, to realize that you can be successful, you can have a good life for yourself, and you can make the life of other people a lot better. And that's the purpose of living.
John Barfield, thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.